support is not just countrywide, it's worldwide. Dear Ginny, on behalf of the 2.7 million members of the National Education Association of the United States, we stand together with the British Columbia Teachers Federation at this time of struggle with your provincial government. Your determination and dedication to preserve quality public education and bargaining rights for teachers are an important lesson for education employees in the United States and around the world. Collective bargaining and quality public education are human rights, which impact the well-being of our families and our societies, as well as the generations of children to come. From Rod Weaver, President of the National Education Association of the United States. The South African Democratic Teachers, with 220,000 members representing the majority of South African teachers, pledges solidarity with the teachers of British Columbia in their current dispute. We are appalled at the actions of your government in unilaterally imposing contracts, in stripping away hard-won conditions of service, in seeking to outlaw basic labor rights, and in drastically reducing the teaching force. The conditions you describe are reminiscent of those experienced by South African teachers under the apartheid government. You cannot and must not tolerate these attacks on basic labor rights in a modern democracy. That's from Tulis Nexus, General Secretary of the South African Teachers Union. This is a letter delivered with a demonstration to the Canadian ambassador in Mexico. We were appalled at the news that in present-day Canada there are threats of legislation and rulings by a judge that would openly contradict historical international standards set by the International Labour Organization of the United Nations. Canada is a country that has the image of a sanctuary of human rights, the home of many Latino Americans who have had to flee from repression. It is also remembered as a country that firmly refused to participate in the invasion of Iraq, and a country which prosperity is based on a deep respect for its workers and their organizations. For all this, Canada is seen with great sympathy in many places and schools in Mexico, and for the same reason, it is incomprehensible what is taking place right now in British Columbia. We worry that it may even have a role in setting new labor standards for teachers and academics in the regions. Respectfully, the Tri-National Coalition to Republic Education in Mexico.